Welcome to the Bitter Comics Podcast. Give it up for your host and friend, Mr. JT. Foreman.
Hello, and welcome to Bitter Comics. I am JT Foreman, and I am here with my good friends, Terry,
the Beast,
Michaels, and the Super Negro Champion, John Jones.
What's good with it?
We begin once again. It's all good with everything.
Say, what's good with it?
We begin once again with our opening segment. JT was a real prick last week, in which I apologize for the cruel, insensitive, offensive, and probably racist things I said last episode. This is episode 14, so for my insensitivity in episode 13, I would like to apologize to black people, hand jobs, Mr. T, and Whoopi Goldberg.
You should never apologize to hand jobs, ever.
That's true. You're probably, well.
Never apologize. I never do.
Well, they're so good to me, I need to be nicer to them.
Yeah, and they're cheaper.
By 50 cents.
So I hear. So I hear. Well, if you would like to know specifically what I'm apologizing for, please check out episode 13 and all our previous episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com. And if you feel I owe an apology I missed or to make any comments, please email the show at bittercomics@hotmail.com. And in the subject line, please put, Osama's dead, Gaddafi's hiding, and he shot three pirates in the head. Obama's gangsta.
Word.
Real talk.
You don't mess with that dude.
No.
Ever.
No.
No balanced budget, but he's going to shoot every Republican.
You just don't fuck with a dude who's got SEAL teams at his call.
I know.
You don't do that.
Go over there. Can you handle my lightweight for me, guys? Yeah, let's go over there.
What sets you from? I'm from SEAL Team 6 set.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh shit.
Oh, no, man. I didn't mean to call off sideways. Oh, man, I'm sorry, man.
Think if you could just, somebody mess with you, just call the Navy SEALs. Bob? Yeah. Yeah, you know that. My neighbor, that guy's a fucking asshole. And he won't shut his dog up. Could you hook that up?
5 minutes later, a bullet goes through his head.
Ruffikins,
where'd that
no!
come from? He's like, I didn't even leave the base.
I don't know how that happened.
Ruffikins, no.
So how's it going, guys?
Word.
It's been going good, actually. I can't complain.
It's because you're a famous TV star now.
You are a famous TV star.
How are you even on this podcast? I don't know what happened.
I want to thank you for slumming.
Here you go, man.
Says not the forget, other TV not, not star. Forgetting about the little people. Yeah. You know.
Says the other TV star. He's doing much better than me.
I am not a TV star.
What? You're going to be a star. As soon as you get up to hire people, oh, we love him. We love him, yes. Can you bring your pet Negro next time, too, you know?
You're taping a TV commercial tomorrow for Volkswagen?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, and Joel Foreman is spilling soda all over the front of himself once again.
At least I didn't get it on your soundboard.
You know why? I know why he did that, because he can't believe the black man is doing a Volkswagen commercial. Like, how are you going to get a nigga to... No, to sell German cars.
The Nazi car company's like, well, we don't like Jews either, so come on in. A little much?
You know, like, too soon?
No, they're trying to change their image is what they're doing.
Oh, like, I see. Look. Okay.
Oh, okay. Got it.
We've got to be more friendly.
I'm sure the Germans are really concerned about their image.
What is this? He looks like a chocolate cake with ice.
Aye. There's a language that is not sexy at all.
Das hei.
Oh, that almost sounds Chinese.
Yeah, you did sound almost Chinese.
And that's not a romantic language either. Yeah, did you imagine poetry in that? I guess it's a haiku or something.
Eddie Murphy did a bit about that. Eddie Murphy did a bit about different languages on Delirious, didn't he? You could say I got to take a shit in French. It sound cool.
Yeah.
Didn't he say something about German just sounds mean no matter what they say?
Either that or Russian. Russian's another. Yeah. Like.
Say like, what I do?
I know. He said hello. It's good. You imagine having sex with a Russian woman? That would be interesting.
That would be interesting.
We should ask James Bond from Russia with love.
Man. Sean Connery's done them all.
Oh, yeah.
Just check out Hot for Words.
Hot for Words?
Yeah, it's this YouTube thing. A woman who moved to the United States from from Russia. She has like a master's degree in linguistics or something like that. And she does these videos about the origin of different words, and she sits there in a skimpy outfit showing off her huge breasts. Talking in the very sexy German or Russian accent that I can't even attempt to imitate correctly.
Please never do it again.
Just go to YouTube, check out Hot for Words.
I got it, babe. Got it, babe. I'm hot for words. Nice. You know, I did see something on the news. Well, on Huffington Post, I was reading HuffingtonPost.com about something that the SEALs found in Osama bin Laden's strongholds.
Copies of the Quran, perhaps, or you know, a study guide. Learn more about jihad, maybe.
Yeah.
He believed in what he was doing. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
That material is definitely going to be found.
He was a holy man.
Yeah. He was. Yeah. No, they found porn.
Oh, okay.
What?
Osama.
Holy as in holes in the bathroom stall.
Yeah, probably had a glory hole.
Yeah, Osama been fucking.
Yeah, he liked to play the game. He'd stick his dick through the hole in the wall. Which wife is it?
Why don't you pretend to be a goat?
Yeah, she's probably one of the ones that rushed the Navy SEALs. She wasn't trying to prevent him from being killed. She was probably trying to suck all six of their dicks.
Either that or
this is what I saw in the tape. To stop the white man, you suck all their penises. They won't shoot you.
Yeah, either that or she was hoping to get shot so she wouldn't have to lick on his shriveled up penis anymore.
Jesus.
Well, that would have definitely botched the mission, though, if they got blowjobs. Yeah, well. You can't bust somebody in the head after you busting a nut. You get on the ground, Osama. You better. You ain't get on. Real friendly around here.
hold my gun for me.
Hold on.
Hold my
SEAL
gun
Team
for
6
me.
Failed.
What happened?
SEAL Team Sex.
New from Vivid Entertainment.
SEAL Team Sex.
6 SEALs, 1 mission, 1 desire.
Yep. Obama been fucking
the movie.
Freeze. Oh.
I think the orgasm should be a crime to turn weapon, really. Nigga be robbing the TV. Man, run, nigga, the cops. Get him with the orgasm gun. Oh, Nick. Hey, just go on. I'm ready. Yeah, they're a little tight. Yeah. Put them on. I'm ready for that sandwich now.
Yeah, the handcuffs.
I'm ready for that sandwich.
That's why he was holed up there for 5 years. He didn't want to leave the porn.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I am not going to move. I am very happy right here. No, I am not standing up.
Man, how come your skirt looks like a puppet right now, nigga? What's going on? My goat is dead. My goat is dead.
How would your wives feel if you had 6 of them and you still felt the need to look at porn all the time?
I know you need porn. You got 6 bitches.
Dude,
do whatever you want.
Maybe it was some Viagra. They didn't say
bull
that they
crap,
found
dude. He's like, you bitches take notes.
Maybe they were all shitty in bed.
Yeah, they considered them training videos.
Yeah, now
that's why.
Now he's fucking 78 virgins. He's
it's
wishing
not a dot
he had
on their
that
head.
Porn.
That's a bruise. They're doing it wrong.
No, not there.
They thought
that's where it goes, bitch. They,
not supposed to, you're not supposed to make a new orifice.
I don't know.
That's where it goes, bitch.
I know it's called giving head, but damn, bitch.
Yeah, I know. He's hitting her.
He's just headbutting the head of the teeth. It's giving me a red dot that's under my forehead. It means you're married.
So he was wanted by America. One man, one desire. Yeah, that'd be hilarious. SEAL Team sucks. What?
Wow.
Oh, hilarious.
Imagine when he's like busting a nut. Oh, no, Lord.
Imagine the porn music in like an Iraqi porn or something like that. Because you know they have nobody could fuck listening to that. Seriously.
Man, it's a quick way to get a haircut.
Well, I think this is another thing that shows how much religious fanatics have in common, even if they're of different religions. Because how many high-ranking religious people or high-ranking political officials who claim to be ultra-religious have gotten caught in, like, gay porn bullshit and stuff like that.
Or with hookers or whatever.
Or tapping their feet in stalls and shit.
Yeah.
In an airport. Because I'll tell you what.
I can't stop my leg.
Let me tell you, when I think of a blowjob, I don't think of a fucking bathroom stall in an airport.
No. Man, that's just not the place to relieve yourself.
I mean, really, if you want to get groped, you just go through the line to get on the plane. He could have waited.
True. He could have waited 10 more seconds.
You know, take off your shoes.
I love to fly. I might have a bomb. You might want to do an orifice check.
Yes. Yes, I do have a bomb on me. Find it.
Find it.
Mm. It's in my ass.
You want to see my weapon?
Fine. I have a good airport story.
He's sleeping good on that plane flight. I'm done. I've been taken care of.
Well, that's why you want
a glass of Chardonnay and I'm out.
Nigga. Maybe that's why he was doing that in the bathroom stall in the airport. It was like, you know, if I come, I'll be able to sleep on the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like Terry said, all he had to do was pass through security.
Yeah.
They would have groped the shit out of him.
Yeah, they would have molested
What is this?
Hours.
What is this here? What is this here? Ugh. It's getting bigger.
It's about to blow. Back up, everybody.
It's not getting much.
Back up, everybody.
Back up.
It's all day long, baby. It's all day long.
SEAL Team 6. SEAL Team 6.
SEAL Team 6.
One man, one desire. Yeah.
I forgot my sniper rifle. Well,
bring Bin Laden's woman.
What is he doing? He's cocking it. What?
He's cocking his weapon.
It's fucking wrong.
It's good times. Good times.
I do have a good airport story.
Oh shoot!
When I was about 12, maybe 13, we were flying from Denver to Minnesota with my cousin, my uncle, my mom and dad, my sister. My cousin was 17, maybe a little bit younger. The guy says, a security guy says to my cousin, "What do you have in the suitcase, son?" And my cousin says, "A bomb." They escort his dad, him, into a separate room. I thought my uncle was going to kill him right there. My dad, who was a police officer at the time, had a gun in his luggage. Because he was allowed to carry a gun. So then they escorted him in there. He had to show all of his credentials, the whole bit, all because my dumbass cousin, who's dead now.
I think you told me this story, though. Like, didn't you say your dad was farting Vaseline out of his butt the rest of the night?
Man. If I had a kid who said something stupid like that and they took us into the other room, I'd be like, you know what, keep him.
That
I want him back. I'll pick him up when we come back after the trip.
Out in front of a Thrifty's.
No trip to Disneyland for you.
Yeah. Out in front of a Thrifty's when I was about 8, a armored car pulled up. You know, to pick up their deposit or whatever. Yeah. I was with my mother. I pointed at the guy getting out of the car. And I said, "Stick him up." And my mom goes, "What the fuck are you doing? Your father's a police officer." And she grabs, she goes, "I'm so sorry." She beat my ass in a parking lot. Beat me like I was black.
Man, yeah. And that's a terrible sound. Bye-bye, I'm sorry, bye-bye. Were you running around in circles like they do too? Yeah.
Stupid.
You ever notice that with black folks, though? When they get scared?
They're always
angry,
loud.
It gets more high pitched. When white people get angry, it gets more low pitched. Like, you know when a nigga's in trouble because dogs are barking in the neighborhood.
They think it's a siren.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
All right. So, do you know where or when your commercial is going to be airing? Do you know what channel they're putting it on?
I don't quite know the channel. I think they're going to use the same channel they always use, but.
And what channel is that?
God dang.
Well, you'll probably YouTube it and put a link on your website. Once it's up, you'll be able to check it out at supernegrochamp.com.
I'm going to start shooting for it. It'll be on TV Wednesday.
Super Negro. Okay.
Cool.
You should have your own cartoon.
I'm thinking,
you should find an animator.
Just spin the belt and the power will come out. Negro man, super Negro, amp it up, and it's running in slow motion.
Okay.
And Terry, all right, your TV thing coming up. What's going on with that?
That's right. I am going to be on a show called Comedy Time, which is filmed at the Ice House in Pasadena, California, the ever famous Ice House.
Now that's That's on the internet, right?
What it is, it's called VCast, and it's they have over a million subscribers, and it is sent out to iPhones.
Cool.
People with G3 or whatever, it's sent out to them, and then it's broadcast on their website. Craig Ferguson, I don't know, you know who Craig Ferguson
is.
Yeah,
he's got a late night talk show.
Comedy Time is what broke him, got him headlining. He had over 2 million views on his.
Cool.
So, and they pumped the shit out of it. They promote it. I was kind of doing research on it. Wanted to see, you know, what it was all about. And Manny Maldonado on it. Lisa Lampanelli. The guy that won Last Comic Standing last year, Felipe Esparza.
I don't know.
Comedy Time.
Right now, it's just comedytime.com, or is it VCast?
It's www.comedytime.com.
Okay, cool. I'll have to check that out. Now you're gonna be recording it at the Ice House
on the 25th.
The 25th of this month,
and then it takes 30 days before it's up, so okay. We'll be up at the end of June.
All right, cool. And of course, you'll put a link on your Facebook page.
Well, absolutely,
and we'll definitely mention both when John's commercial and when your thing on Comedy Time get put up. We'll be sure to mention it on the podcast.
My goal is 200,000 views. That is my goal.
Now, what can we do as far as marketing that to get the word out on it? I mean, what can
I'm going to put it on. I'm going to put it on a. You just have to find websites that get a lot of traffic and ask them to post the link.
So porn sites. Yeah.
You know what? If that's what it takes, I would absolutely. You could call me the porn star comedian. I don't give a shit.
I was
going to
put Terry in a tutu. With a shotgun.
With a shotgun.
That sells itself. People are going to look at that.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to put it up on something called thenetwork.com, www.netwerk.
That's Bobby Williams' website, and that's also where you post the other podcasts you do, Audio Sandwich.
The Audio Sandwich podcast, 25,000 listeners a month.
Cool. Yeah, it's actually broadcast first on Saturday evenings at 7 p.m.
Saturday evening, 7 p.m. FCCFreeRadio.com.
And then shortly thereafter, they broadcast it a few times. FCC Radio, is like a website where they have a whole bunch of different radio shows. And they play them.
It's an internet radio station.
Yeah, and then there's also after it's been the times they broadcast it, there's it's available for download off that website as well.
And we're gonna set up a website also to where you can download it. We're probably going to go through Podbean. Also,
cool,
because it's a simple website to use.
Yeah, it is.
And those of you that haven't gone to podbean.com to download this podcast, please do. It's easy.
Yeah, it's just bittercomics.podbean.com. And although I haven't been able to get the podcast into the iTunes store yet, if you go onto the website of the podcast, on the right hand side of the page, just scroll down a little bit, there's a button there to click subscribe through iTunes, and then it'll automatically open iTunes, and then every time we have a new podcast up, it'll download it to iTunes, to your iTunes. Each time we put up a new podcast.
Put it on your iPod, take it to work, listen to it, laugh.
Tell your friends.
Inappropriately, of course.
Yes. Yes. Loud as heck.
Tell your friends. Yes. And send us an email telling us what you think.
Listen to it while you're watching a movie theater. You act like black people.
Actually, I've gotten a few people at work at the IRS to listen to the podcast, and they've told me that they've laughed out loud listening to our show. So,
oh, sorry,
yeah,
that I was laughing out loud.
That was very.
Are you trying
good.
To say we're funny people?
They didn't just say LOL LOL over and over again.
That would be anticlimactic.
Yes, it would. Well, the internet acronyms they're starting to get everywhere. I'm just wondering we're going to be in a comedy club one day, tell a joke, and people in the audience are going to be smacking the table saying LOL ROFL MAO.
That would suck.
I would hate
that.
Yeah, I would go in there with an Uzi at that point. We got to just start over.
Give me a new audience.
I have seen the children of the future, and we're fucked. Imagine if one of these kids became like president, you know, the kids of today, you know, all the technology, there wouldn't even be press conferences anymore. The president would just like send out a text message.
Yeah.
Like a mass text message.
I'm raising taxes.
And Congress wouldn't even meet. They would just hang out on Facebook. And if you know, they would just like it. That's how they would vote on it.
They're going to have to add a dislike for if you want to vote against it.
Yeah, you just like it. Boom, you're done. And that's how this, you know. Vote for Tom, Timmy, whatever. He's got 78,000 friends on Facebook. He's the guy you want. Yeah.
Compton.
And then they'll get rid of, you've heard about the nuclear football, right? It's this like briefcase with the activation codes for all the nuclear weapons. Uh-huh. Somebody following around the president all the time has it. Well, they'll get rid of that. He'll just have an app on his iPhone where he'll just text fuck them all on, to six, star 666 to launch.
No shit.
Yeah, Brett so Favre. I'd like to download the nuclear weapons launch app.
Yeah, it's we're going to need your credit card number. And nice. Speaking of applications and lists, what do you got for us, JT?
Well, something I came across is now marketing departments in major corporations in the U.S. They spend thousands, if not millions, of dollars coming up with the best slogans they can. Of course, the problem is once they try to export these slogans to other countries, sometimes there are difficulties with the translation.
They should have something like Toyota, fuck you, buy our shit. That's a great slogan.
I think so.
I mean, you know. Anyway.
I think so.
Not hookers.
Not if you want to stop.
We need them.
Prius, stop fucking up the environment. Don't you give a damn about your kids? What's wrong with you?
Prius, so what? We went fast a couple times.
Yeah. Be happy, man.
And so on www.odde.com, there was a list of the top 10 bad translations for marketing slogans.
This is going to be good.
All right, so number one here, KFC's finger licking good was translated into Chinese to "We'll eat your fingers off."
Oh, you sure that's not Wendy's?
Yeah.
Let's see. Number two, Coors "Turn It Loose" was translated into Spanish into "Suffer from diarrhea."
Don't drink the water.
No, it wasn't. That was the slogan. That wasn't a translation. That's called the truth.
Yeah.
Truth in advertising.
Have you ever drank a lot of Coors? You know,
I have.
They're telling the truth, you know, for once.
I can drink Coors Original all night and not get a buzz.
But you'll have diarrhea like a mug.
No, I will piss for like a month. I'll just stand there. And
it's raining.
Clairol had a curling iron called the Mist Stick. Well, in this is for curling your pubes, I guess. And that's the English version of it. But apparently, Mist is German for manure. Strangely enough, the manure stick didn't sell well.
I want the shit stick for my hair. Mm. So when men are close to me,
I think I dated a few girls who used that. Man. The Shit Stick by Clairol.
Gives your hair that nice smell.
Yummy. All right, number four, the American Dairy Association slogan. I'm sure we've all heard this millions of times. Got milk. Well, they tried this in Mexico, and it was translated into, "Are you lactating?"
And the cold part, it was a man wearing a shirt.
Yeah.
Woo. It's hilarious.
All right, Pepsi had a slogan. I don't remember Pepsi ever having a slogan. Maybe they just used it overseas. But
My generation or whatever.
No, "We bring you back to life." Do you remember Pepsi ever having that slogan? No. I remember Coast.
Michael Jackson
Coast,
has a
the
chance.
Soap Coast. Yeah. No, the Pepsi's thing with Michael Jackson was "We didn't start the fire."
Whoa, in his afro.
So working with Billy Joel, you know, get a little cross-promotion thing going here. And okay, so "We bring you back to life" was attempted in China, and they translated it to, "We bring your ancestors back from the grave."
Oh, shit.
Brains. Could you imagine that shit?
There's zombies in my front yard from drinking Pepsi out there.
And ancestry in China is a big deal. I mean, they have a holiday once a year where you're supposed to buy, like, replicas of luxuries and burn them in honor of your ancestors.
Yeah. And you know what? It should have been translated into, "We'll run over protesters with tanks."
Yeah.
Well, shoot.
But like, oh, no, that's Syria. I'm sorry. It's wrong.
That's both. Either one. You either know. One. Syria probably bought their tanks from China. So.
My goodness.
Puff's brand tissues ran into problems in two different countries. In Germany, Puff is another term for whorehouse.
Whore.
I can see where this is going.
And then in England, they ran into problems because it is the word puffs is so close to poof, P-O-U-F, which is a derogatory term for homosexuals.
Oh.
So, like, in England, poof is like faggot, I guess.
You're such a poof, Joel.
You're such a poof.
So if a magician went over there and...
Oh,
that's wrong.
You racist.
Yeah, what does a magician in England say when the rabbit appears?
Ta dick. Oh.
Ta dick. Now, Ford had a lot of problems with the Pinto.
A few, yeah.
You know, like it was exploding and killing people.
I mean, what's the problem? I don't see.
Yeah, every time you get one, it's Kentucky Fried Negro.
Yeah. Even worse than the explosions, though, was they didn't realize that Pinto is a Brazilian slang term for tiny male genitals.
Oh,
you're gonna drive a car that's called small penis?
That's Pinto, you know what that's called? It's called Corvette.
In America, that's
The Corvette or maybe Mazda Miata or
no Mazda Miata is called poof.
Yeah.
It's poof. The Miata is the poof. That's right.
Yeah, the small penis. That's messed up.
Oh.
Some people are going to be angry now. I've got a freaking Corvette, I tell you what. What you mean that means small penis? I'm fairly average with all 3 inches.
I'm fairly average.
3 inches here, buddy. Check it out.
Up 6 inches if you start measuring at the prostate.
You're wrong.
And right at the same time.
Braniff Airlines had the slogan "Fly in Leather" to advertise that their first class section had all leather seats. Unfortunately, this was mistranslated into Spanish as "Fly Naked."
Oh. Yes, I want to fly in leather. Yeah, sit down, dog. You got your penis resting on my head, home.
Hey, you don't want to. You don't want to sit naked on a leather seat. That's just uncomfortable. It's all sticky.
How do you know that?
How are you going to get through the aisle? Just hit people in the face with your dick.
Hold on. That's not the issue.
I beg your pardon.
How do you know that, Joel? How do you know that, JT?
JT.
Well, this leather couch. The leather couch and porn in the VCR. No. You know, what am I going to do?
Okay. All right.
Oh, my God.
Poof. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Just me and my Pinto.
All I need in my life alone.
All alone.
Poof.
Poof. Parker Pens, a pen like writing pens, they had a slogan, "It won't leak in your pocket and embarrass you." That's pretty long for a slogan.
That is.
But it was translated into Spanish for the Mexican market as, "It won't leak in your pocket and make you pregnant."
Make you pregnant?
Well, that could be embarrassing, especially if you're a guy.
I got knocked up by a pin.
I got, yeah, that's what happened.
Wow.
And number 10, Coca-Cola was originally read in Chinese as "Ke Kao Ke La." I might have pronounced that wrong. Doing my best here. But depending on which dialect of Chinese you're using, it means either "bite the wax tadpole" or "female horse stuffed with wax." Stuffed where?
Whoa.
Yeah, what are they doing to their horses over there is what I want to know. Here in America, black people use their tails as hair. Oops, I'm sorry.
You just gave it away.
These are not extensions. This is my hair. Yeah, you paid for it. It's yours.
Mm-hmm.
Bite the wax tadpole.
Yes, bite the wax tadpole. Who's waxing or a female horse stuffed with wax.
Wow, at least it's a female horse.
So
maybe
after,
she's stuffed with a wax tadpole.
That's just dirty. She's stuffed with a wax horse's tadpole.
No, Wilbur.
Well, Coca-Cola realized this, and they did a little bit of research, and they finally settled on the Chinese pronunciation as Gokao Kele, which means happiness in the mouth.
Bust a nut.
That's much better. Yes.
Ooh, you does. Yeah, have a coconut smile.
Yep.
So there's the top 10 bad translations of marketing slogans. Thank you to OD.com.
OD.com.
Yes. ODDEE.com.
Awesome.
ODDEE.com.
All right, now continuing on with some of our news stories here. A Washington State Patrol trooper shot and killed a runaway 500-pound pig after the officer's stun gun failed to slow the animal.
And the trailer park family whose husband is now suing.
Yes.
Because that was his wife.
Good and plenty. Good and plenty, baby.
Well, the Spokesman Review newspaper says Trooper Morgan Mahaffey, or Mahaffey?
Morgan. Probably. Morgan.
First saw the
sorry,
pig
Morgan. We know
running down a sidewalk. Sorry, yeah. Sorry about missing up your name.
Next time, don't shoot pigs.
Yeah.
Pig shooter.
Well, he first saw the pig running down a sidewalk in Spokane Valley in eastern Washington Friday after it escaped from a minivan through a broken window.
No, what it did was it escaped from a gig that I was doing. Because everybody knows I headline in Spokane quite a bit, and I'm a chubby chaser, and she was trying to get away, and I called 911.
The cops didn't see Terry like a block down, still chasing. Come on, man, let me get a number, man. Come on, man. That's messed up. You gonna just keep jogging? You hear me? Hello, I'm back here talking to you.
You gonna block me on Facebook?
That's
bitch.
Messed up, bitch.
Well, the trooper herded the animal out of traffic with his patrol car. Block you on Facebook?
No. Yeah, you're going to block me
on Facebook? Block out the sun and then block you out on Facebook.
Fucking bitch. Anyway, go ahead. I'm not bitter.
Not bitter at all. Anyway, the trooper herded the animal out of traffic with his patrol car, pushing it back onto the sidewalk.
And then bucked it down?
He then tried to slow the animal with his stun gun so some volunteers could rope it. Roping calves, now we're roping pigs. It's awesome. Sweet. I want to see that at the rodeo. Next Clovis Rodeo, they better have some pig roping competition.
Oh, trust me, they have some pigs at the Clovis Rodeo. Absolutely.
Yeah, but they're not roping them, though. I think they need to be roping them.
They should.
It's hard to stop them. Unless you're going to shoot them, they ain't stopping.
Sure, what you do is you offer them cotton candy.
No, that's Big Hat Days right there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you offer them some candy and a corn dog.
Oh, yeah. That'll work.
I've got taffy.
What?
And when the stun gun didn't work, the owner of the pig told the trooper to go ahead and shoot the animal. And
he's going, shoot that bitch!
The Morgan Mahaffey says that the owner told him he had purchased the pig for breeding. You were right.
With himself.
Yeah, and got turned down when the pig saw the size of his dick. Like, ah, no. That's too small. Get me a black man, goddammit. I'm running. I know which way my house is, nigga. I'm going home. I'm going back for where you bought me. Screw this.
Ooh.
Come out here.
It was, yeah, it was
with
Pepsi.
A pink tutu on.
Wasn't it Pepsi? Pepsi was, the slogan for Pepsi in what country meant small penis?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Pepsi. She thought.
No. Pepsi's slogan was, we bring you back to life.
Oh,
was
shit.
Ancestors back from the grave. Ford's Pinto was.
That's right.
Penis.
She saw his Pinto.
Mm-hmm. Saw his Pinto.
Man, I want a Cadillac, damn it. Take me back. Well, I want a limo. If you're going to do all this,
you're going to breed me, motherfucker.
Yeah, well, it's just a case of a pig being shot by another. Never mind.
Pig being shot by a pig. I'll say it for you, Joel. You don't want to say it? I'll say it. Piggy, 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 piggy. And I smell bacon.
Well, I guess that one's going to be in our grand slam in the morning. We're going to make some money off that bitch now.
Yeah.
So you well, there's bacon days here at the...
Yeah, at the third story studios.
At the Denny's in Fresno, California, Blackstone, and Herndon. I do want to say thanks again to them for letting us use the place to record.
And by the way, go to the one on Blackstone and Herndon. Do not go to the one at First and Shaw.
They were mean.
Yeah. Elmer, the silverware roller.
Mario.
No, that's Super Mario, Mario, nigga.
Super Mario. He just hopped out of a giant pipe, started playing with the forks. Squished a mushroom and a turtle on his way out the door.
Oh, shit.
There's the face.
That's hilarious.
It just came out. Hey, guys.
Yeah, he was pissed. What, did Koopa steal the princess again? Why was he so mad at us?
He didn't have so many. He didn't have any more life ups and shit, man.
Fucking hilarious.
It went up with the forks.
Go ahead, Joel. Sorry. Jesus.
I had to get you this. This
that was funny. That was funny.
Well, see, politicians wonder why everyone hates them so much. Well, here's an example of why.
I know why.
A mayor in Germany helped rescue, quote, rescue, a man who had become trapped in a woman's prison after mistaking it for a shortcut to a nearby park.
He didn't mistake that. He did that shit on purpose.
Oh, man. I think his name was Joel Foreman. Wasn't it? I'm getting laid today for sure, damn it. We didn't start the fight. Come on, ladies.
Yeah. I know
this your playground. All this your playground.
Son of a bitch.
I'm sorry.
Come and play with my Pinto.
Oh.
You haven't had nothing in a long time. Been in here.
Well, they've had something, just not what you've got.
Yeah.
They just wait for the hot
dog. Women don't make shivs, they make vibrators and dildos.
Yeah, they're MacGyver with that shit in there.
Out of soap.
I know. And it worked too.
The carving on this is very
you know what? let me just say this about prisons. Okay, real quick. Ever since CDs and MP3 players became the standard for music, how are they making tattoo guns? Because now they don't have cassette players anymore. Because they used to make tattoo guns out of cassette player motors. Mm-hmm. I wonder how they're doing it now.
Electric toothbrushes.
Okay. Oh, all right.
How do you know, Joe? Again, you was in the pen representing, man. Joe was in there. Man, you
that
know
was
what,
amazing.
Bro? I'm from the streets of Fresno all day, every day. I was standing in the corner robbing niggas. What's really hood, y'all?
Yeah.
Don't kill me.
I saw it on a movie recently. I can't
really
remember where, but
I mean, you answered that really quick. It's
he knew. He's like, yeah.
A guy was bragging about the tattoo he was giving himself in class, and he's in high school. Oh, I remember now. It was in the movie Freakonomics. It's a documentary about economics and stuff. And this like 16-year-old kid who thinks he's a badass was bragging about giving himself a tattoo. And he even pulled the tattoo gun, I guess it's called.
Yeah,
their pen or whatever.
He was chewing ice into the microphone. That's what was happening.
What me? It was the ghost of Negroes past.
No. Terry does not like it when people eat into the microphone.
Yeah, don't do that.
And you know, drinking a soda, you can hear the ice kind of clanging a little bit.
That's okay.
That's all right.
That's not chewing.
But no chewing. He does not like chewing.
He pulled out a gat just now, man. He had a whole... How'd you get a gat in the Denny's?
Yeah, and I dare you to suck on a piece of hard candy.
Oh, my God. Oh. Don't even... Sweet Tart, specifically. Don't suck on a Sweet Tart. I will fucking stab you, I swear to God.
Man, what the hell?
See, it sounds like you're giving pocket. A blowjob to the microphone.
That's exactly what it sounded like to me. Oh, God damn it. Anyway, sorry, Joel. Go ahead.
Anyway, in that movie, there's like 16-year-old kid. He thinks he's a badass. He was bragging about how he's giving himself a tattoo in class, and he had made a is it a tattoo gun or tattoo?
Yeah, it's called
pen?
The gun.
He had made a tattoo gun out of an electric toothbrush.
That's amazing, and yet he can't do his math homework.
Yeah, no shit. I was like, that's pretty impressive that he can take an electric razor and make a tattoo gun out of it, but he can't do his homework.
Oh, an electric razor would work, too, yeah.
And I can't, or okay. not electric, I'm sorry, electric toothbrush.
Yeah, but
I don't remember what
an electric razor would work, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just need the heavy vibration, right? Yeah.
Well, no, you need some sort of motor that spins it back and forth.
Yeah.
That's all you need. It's not that, I mean,
and I don't,
tattooing is not really, I mean, it's an art now because of all the different stuff, but I mean, initially it's not that hard.
Well, I mean, anything can be an art depending upon the degree of skill, I guess. I mean if you're just going to write mom and on your, that's not art. But if you're going to put like the stuff you got on your arm, where you got with the Joker and Sam Kinison and then all the fire and everything. And
I
got
to do something about the Sam Kinison. Everybody says just looks like a girl. And I think I'll put sunglasses on him.
Hmm. Like Sam. He's got the hat on there?
Yeah, he's got the beret. He's got the beret and everything.
Well, yeah.
So I think I'll have him put sunglasses.
Yeah, because he wants sunglasses.
We should put some, you should put some pictures of your tattoos on your Facebook page.
Yeah, I should. Yeah. I think maybe I should put his name above it or something, and maybe that would help. Anyway, wild thing.
You know, if you have to explain it, then it's.
Yeah. I know, but you know, I get tired of hearing. But who's the chick? Fuck you. You know? So anyway, sorry. Go ahead, Joel. Huh? They can't really see my tattoos on the podcast.
Well, anyway, Hildesheim Mayor Henning Bloom heard the man's cries for help. He's locked in a woman's prison. You're crying for help. What's wrong with you, dude?
He's a poof.
He's a poof. He is a poof.
I don't want anything to do with any of these salmons. No.
He's a poof. It's better than going to a puff. Getting locked in a woman's prison is better than going to a puff. This guy's a poof. Damn it.
And those of you that don't get that, just rewind the podcast a little bit.
Go back about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Before the chewing of the ice.
It's called, and it's called a callback for those of you that.
Well, the man told police that he was strolling through town and did not immediately notice that he had walked into a prison.
How easy is this prison to break into?
I know. And why are women just walking around like zombies and shit from the grave? Just, I've been to jail.
Cause
I'm locked in a cell all the time. Yeah.
Guess what? Because they drank Pepsi in China.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Dang. Just let them out all night, huh? All right, we're going home for the night. All the COs are going home.
Night of the living dead ancestors.
You guys take care of yourselves. See you tomorrow. Just roaming around. They're just free to beat up whoever's in there. Huh?
And well, by the time it dawned on him where he was, the gate to the jail had already closed, locking him inside.
I can't believe the gate was just open.
I mean, I would still be in there. I ain't leaving. No, I'd put a wig on. Couple of apples in my shirt make it look like one.
And you know what?
I'm staying.
Here's the thing. You probably would look better than some of those women in there.
that's a good point.
Seriously.
See, I don't know. I don't know if I would. Yeah, you want to be with a woman who's the toughest one in the prison?
Yeah, Joel. You may not have a choice.
Yeah, that's true.
We're going to share the duties, Joel.
Can I have the top this time?
No.
No, Joel.
No. I'm going to fuck you.
Take the apples out of your shirt, Joel.
Yeah. My, what a deep voice you have for a woman.
Squeal like a pig. Like you've been shot on the side of the highway.
Now, by the shit. The police said they're investigating why the prison gate was open, enabling the man to wander in. Yeah, that's a good question. Why is the prison gate open?
Hey, you know, I'm not a... Yeah, exactly.
Help me.
No, don't help. Leave me in here. Leave me alone.
Help. Hump me.
Hump me.
Wow.
All right. Now, West Virginia police have arrested a 12-year-old South Charleston, Western Virginia man accused of kidnapping, sexually assaulting, and slaying a young pygmy goat. While wearing nothing but women's undergarments.
Hey, that pygmy goat was going to talk.
He was asking for it. Gonna, the pygmy goat was asking for it.
No witnesses.
He's like, you like Uncle John, don't you? You ain't going to tell what we do. It's only sex if I put it in your vagina.
Yeah, this is a good thing in the goat's
I'm
like,
gonna tell. You got to die, bitch. You ain't telling on me. I'm wearing women's underwear, motherfucker. You can't tell me.
The police officer they interviewed for this is like,
you know what the funniest part about what he just said was, out of all the crimes you described, he was worried about I'm wearing women's underwear. Yeah, like that's the fucking horrible. Worst. Like
you ain't when they that on, you can't go to jail with that on. Well, like, you're in Central Booking now, just kissing. Everybody's like, yeah, I hope he gets myself. I've been here a year, man. My stuff was swollen.
Well, it's a good thing he wasn't recording it. He'd get busted for making a transvestite underage bestiality snuff film.
Oh, God damn it.
It's a very specific genre.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
One man, one desire.
I don't remember that particular subject
milk.
at the Adult Video Awards. You remember that one? You remember that award for the best transvestite underage bestiality snuff film? You remember that one?
Goes to...
Yeah, I don't know.
Cracker and women's underwear. Yes.
Yes.
I want a something. Yeah.
this year's award goes to Gruff.
One man, one desire.
So one next, what's the point that we should take away from this story outfits. If you're a goat?
Don't tell.
Don't tell.
Enjoy yourself. Do not tell.
Don't talk to strangers.
Well, yeah, when the guy says...
Yeah, don't be in a stranger's front yard. Just, skip this shit. Oh, happy.
Yeah.
He's watching you skip around his front yard. Oh.
When he asked if it was, when he asked if it was good for you, don't say it was bad.
Oh, fuck.
So, the police officer that they interviewed for this is the king... of understatements. This case is extremely bizarre.
Really? Thank you.
Think so?
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Says Lieutenant Sean Crozier of the yeah, says Lieutenant Sean Crozier of the Kanawha County Sheriff's Office. It is unlawful to mistreat an animal in a cruel manner, and I certainly think this is very cruel for a human to have sexual relations of any kind with an animal.
Wait, you don't know how that goat was looking at him. What was a goat in this front yard for in the first place? Just, like I say, just prancing around. You know how they prancing.
Look, they throw their tail up in the air.
Look,
you know, he's asking for it.
They go.
Look, relations for it. Implies two.
I know. The goat didn't say no.
Well, because no means yes.
Yeah. So, you know.
That goat was asking for it.
What? You know where you live and shit, man. Why are you in this yard all day?
Well,
you were waiting for him to come outside in those underwear.
Are you my mommy?
Don't touch me there.
Well, according to police, this is how the story unfolded. Here we
okay,
go.
Go ahead. I'm ready. Can you feel the roller coaster clack? Click, 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 click. Okay.
Lisa Powers told investigators that at around 3:15 a.m. Monday, a neighbor called her nephew and said that Bailey, a female goat she had recently purchased for her 4-year-old grandson, had been spotted inside her neighbor Mark Thompson's house. Quote, they told him that my goat was wandering around in Mark's house, Powers told the Charleston Gazette. Powers' nephew and two friends then went to Thompson's house. When they were unable to locate the goat inside the home, they knocked on his bedroom door. He told them, don't come in, I'm naked, Powers told the Gazette. But they opened the door and he was standing there with his pants down and there was blood everywhere. Thompson allegedly ran out of the house and into a nearby wooded area. When police arrived on the scene, they were startled by the bloody crime scene they found. According to the criminal complaint, Bailey was lying dead. Bailey, the goat, was lying dead in a pool of blood on the floor. The small animal, clad only in a pink collar, pink?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. Had blood oozing from a wound in her neck. A pornographic magazine photo lay nearby. According to Crozier, Thompson allegedly, quote, performed some sexual acts on the goat and also killed the goat. Hopefully not using the puncture wound on its neck.
Oh.
Well, all I know is that they should have got their cousin Austin Powers to come over and stop him from shagging. Because, you know, and Pink, and he ran right into the forest with the shit, too. Like, oh, don't judge me. Got to see you,
oh, no, hold on. Poof, he was gone.
Yeah, poof, he was gone.
He came back out later, though. You know, guys, I'm real sorry.
While authorities investigated the crime scene, Thompson, who was half naked wearing female panties and a bra, came out of the woods and turned himself in. How'd you like to be dragged into prison wearing that?
Just put him in cell 8. Don't even give him a jumpsuit. Just put him in there. Yeah, this is your cell, nigga. The Lord has smiled at me. Before I get hard.
What size was the bra?
It doesn't say.
Damn.
If it fit, boy, he's in trouble.
Thompson allegedly told police that he was high. What a shock. On a dangerous new recreational drug intentionally mislabeled as bath salts, which reportedly has effects similar to methamphetamines and cocaine. The argument of bath salts is just an excuse, Crozier said, the police officer. There had to be an underlying desire there somewhere.
One man.
And maybe the bath salts decreased the inhibition enough to make it happen, but the bath salts is a cop-out.
It was that pink collar.
It's the pink collar. Yeah. The very sexy pink collar.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. Going to put a pink collar on it.
Advice for everybody that has a pygmy goat, a pygmy female goat, don't put a pink collar on it.
And don't let it go gallivanting. You know, how do you know this goat wasn't a hoe and shit? How is she just gallivanting around another men's house and shit, just chilling? Saw it running around the house. They were playing tag. You're it. Oh, it's time for sex. I don't want you. Bah. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Well, Thompson has been charged with one count of animal cruelty. Additional charges may be forthcoming pending the results of a necropsy that's been conducted. In the meantime, Crozier said that he would like it to be clear that the crime of bestiality occurs everywhere and not just in West Virginia. Many people might think that it is common to West Virginia, but it is common in every state of the Union. No, it is not. Bestiality is not common everywhere.
What do they mean by common?
I don't know.
Like, that's what we wake up around here in California and do. Just like,
what should we do today?
I think we should rape some goats and shit.
All right. Well, I was going to go see a movie, but yeah, let's fuck some goats.
God, yeah, they're smelling good over there by Fresno State right now.
Here's what I do is I take out a copy of Three Billy Goats Gruff, and I read it aloud while masturbating.
There you go.
Man, I'm sneaking around Fresno State's farm agriculture area, man, every night. Nighttime, nobody can see me, boy.
That's horrible.
Get down.
Well,
one man, one desire.
One very, very freaky desire.
Yeah.
No.
So
I would love to be one of those movie guys.
They lived in a town, but they had everything but what they wanted.
Bloody goat sex.
Bloody goat sex.
Wow. All right, so we're getting to the end of the show. Is anything exciting going on? This coming week for you guys? I mean, I know you're recording your, John, you're doing your next VW commercial tomorrow. Anything else happening? No? Nothing really?
No.
Terry?
No, not really. No, I'm just preparing for comedy time.
Cool. Yeah.
It's comedy time.
Well, I'll be unemployed again soon.
Fantastic.
Yeah, the tax season's coming to an end, so they'll be
typical
letting me go.
You never work a job too long, do you?
Yeah, I know.
You look at yourself. When are you going to learn? Okay, just get tenure.
Yeah, I do three or four. Yeah, do 3 or 4 months, and then I just leave.
Comedy time. Okay, I'm sorry. I felt like singing.
But the good news is that since I won't be working evenings during the week anymore, I'll actually get to start doing comedy again.
Is that good news for you or for the audience?
Well, it's good news for me. The audience, you know, jury's still out on that one.
I've been waiting for that Joel Foreman album to come out, man. Yeah.
Joel Foreman.
He's too busy at the IRS to even sit down and do any comedy these days.
Yeah. Well, before we go, there's just one quick thing. I came across a news story about Bryan Adams, the rock star. He's got a kid.
Now, here's something you don't know about Bryan Adams before you get this started. Bryan Adams is a accomplished songwriter who wrote songs with Motley Crue, with the band Kiss, as well as his solo art.
I did not know that.
He did. And, you know, here is very interesting. He helped write the song Dr. Feelgood.
Really?
And he also wrote...
So basically, Motley Crue's most
one of
popular
yeah,
song
yeah,
ever.
He helped write that.
He helped write that. I did not know that.
He also wrote with... Vince Neil on a solo album.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, he collaborated on quite a few hit songs.
Well, that's a song that was playing when that goat was getting killed. Yo, I'm the one that called at the field.
Anyway, just a little side note, so yeah. There you go.
Well, it's just a short rant I wrote about it. I'll come up with a name for a segment. I'm going to try to write one of these for each show, but here we go. Rockstar Bryan Adams and his girlfriend Alicia Grimaldi had a daughter born on Good Friday. After what was obviously much thought, debate, and presumably the use of some sort of controlled substance, they named the little girl Mirabella Bunny. That's right. Mirabella Bunny.
Yeah.
Why don't you just sign the Playboy contract now? I mean, you know, I get that celebrities have to do weird stuff once in a while to keep their names in the press, but why do they have to screw up their kids in the process? I mean, from Frank Zappa naming his kids Moon Unit and Dweezil to Gwyneth Paltrow's daughter Apple, there is a long and sad history of famous people cursing their children with names that guarantee future drug use, then being shocked, I say, when their kid ends up chatting with Dr. Drew on Celebrity Rehab. I mean, what exactly did you expect to happen? I mean, it's like naming your daughter Montana, then being surprised when she ends up in porn. Sorry, Mr. Fishburne, but when you name your girl after a state, she's going to end up having sex with as many guys as that state's population. I don't know why. That's just the way it works. Be glad you didn't name her California. But the real reason that this is a problem is because kids are assholes. I mean, come on, you know it's true. You remember when you were young? Kids look for things to make fun of each other for, so the least you can do when naming your child is to give him or her a name that's hard to ridicule. Giving your child a weird name should be considered child abuse. What they really need is for somebody working at the hospital to have the authority when you pick a kid's name to say, no, try again. And this time, let's try not to be a total moron. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Hey, thanks again for coming to do the show, John. Good to see you again. Thanks for showing up.
Yeah.
Terry, thank you very much for coming out.
Word.
And I'm JT Foreman. Thank you all for listening to the show, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Pound cake.
Peace.